Chapter 8. The World of Medicine. Unit 15. To vaccinate or not to vaccinate. Vaccination is the process of giving weakened or dead bacteria or viruses to a healthy person. This provides immunity to a disease. Englishman Edward Jenner coined the term vaccine in the late 18th century. He made the first vaccine from a virus affecting cows called the cowpox virus. The virus provided humans with immunity to smallpox, a deadly disease common in the early 20th century. Smallpox cases were greatly reduced thanks to Jenner's vaccine. A vaccine makes the body's immune system start producing antibodies. Antibodies are agents in the blood that protect people from infectious diseases. The body creates antibodies after it is exposed to the actual disease. Most vaccines are injected into the body. A few, such as the Sabin polio vaccine, are taken orally. Vaccines are made of treated viruses or bacteria. Vaccines do not cause disease. However, they are strong enough to start the creation of antibodies. Many vaccines contain certain bacteria or viruses that were killed or made weaker so that they could not harm people. Some use live organisms similar to agents that cause sickness. Another group of vaccines contains live pathogens. These pathogens are weakened so they will not cause illnesses. Toxoids are another type of vaccine. These are made of poisons produced by disease-causing organisms. The poisons are chemically treated to be used in vaccines. They help give immunity without causing harmful effects. Vaccines have been effective in controlling epidemics. Vaccines are also less expensive than treating the disease. As a result, several governments have adopted laws that call for all citizens to receive certain vaccinations. For example, the government of Great Britain introduced a law in 1853 for nationwide vaccinations. Those who did not follow the law were fined. In the United States, the Supreme Court ruled that state governments could have people vaccinated for the common good. Today, children in the U.S. must get some vaccinations by law before entering school. Most medical doctors and health groups agree that the use of vaccines has reduced disease infection rates. However, there are some people who are against vaccines. They question the ethics and safety of giving vaccinations to large groups. Those who support vaccination programs say that vaccines have stopped more deaths than any other medical program. For example, vaccines played an important role in getting rid of smallpox worldwide. The polio virus was almost wiped out due to vaccinations. Avoiding vaccinations can also have dangerous results. The lack of vaccination, for example, led to a recent outbreak of measles in India. Indian parents previously did not allow their children to receive vaccines. Those against vaccines argue that doctors have exaggerated the benefits of vaccinating against disease. They claim that the number of deaths from some diseases had fallen before vaccines were introduced to the world. There is also concern that vaccines may harm the body instead of helping it. Some also believe that vaccines can cause long-term problems with the immune system. It is true that some vaccinations are not entirely safe. Up to 10% of all people who get a vaccine may not develop immunity. Some of those people might also experience bad reactions to vaccines. Arguments against using vaccines have greatly increased in recent years. These arguments have strongly affected health programs around the world. Many vaccination programs have slowed or stopped completely. Serious medical safety concerns have resulted in more careful research into the side effects of vaccines. Even so, vaccines remain the leading way to fight the spread of terrible diseases worldwide.